Thing. We're a coffee shop. We only sell...
And I need a new roof, a bigger bed, and a porch door that you don't have to fight with to close. Oh, how am I going to do this?
Oh, okay. I can get you some coffee. But let me tell you, for everything else, you should talk to my friends at Guardian Credit Union. They'll help you get what you need when you need it. Guardian helped me just last month when I needed a new refrigerator.
Really? Wow, maybe they could help me take care of some of my needs.
I'm sure they can. Here's their number. It's 334-244-9999. Or you can just apply online. Now enjoy that coffee, honey. Everything will work out.
Connect with Guardian today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA.
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? You don't have to hire a plumber, electrician, and carpenter to make it happen. Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update light fixtures and ceiling fans, paint cabinets, install tile, update outlets, change out sinks and faucets, repair fences, replace rotted wood, and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit MrHandyman.com or call 219-8599. 8599.
Lake Kickback Ranch and Event Center. Be your staycation location. Located 15 miles south of Montgomery on 331. We offer five lakes for fishing, boating, canoeing, swimming, or just laying out on Cowboy Beach and soaking up the rays. Stay in one of our many rooms or bring your RV and stay at the Kickback Ranch RV Park. Maybe you're a business owner or someone looking for a meeting or a team building venue. We offer seven venues. So you can contact us today and make a reservation. Call us at 286-4140. That's 286-4140. Or check us out at kickbackranch.net.
Remember how hot it was last summer? And there you were limping along with that old AC system, hoping and praying you'd make it to fall. Don't go through that again. This summer, be sure to stay cool and comfy with a reliable, efficient Bryan HVAC system from Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Right now, Clark is offering no-interest financing on any Bryan product for up to 60 months. As an authorized Bryan dealer, the experts at Clark will have your new system installed in no time. And don't forget, the Clark technicians can check out any summer plumbing problems you may be experiencing, like roots growing into your drain lines. Plumbing, HVAC repairs, and new installations. Clark does it all, whatever it takes to make you smile. So if you're even a little concerned about that old AC system, better call Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing today for a quote on a new system from Bryan. Whatever it takes. Visit ClarkComfort.com for all you need to know about comfort. That's ClarkComfort.com.
Credit card issued with approved credit by Wells Fargo National Bank. Ask for details. Alabama certification number 99004.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Now's a great time to transfer your home videos during our July 50% off special. Whether you want a DVD or digital file, call us today at Dan Black Studios. We've been providing professional video services for over 35 years, and all work is done right here in our facility in Montgomery, unlike those stores that ship them off to who knows where. Dan Black Studios, 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net. Don't forget about our July 50% off special.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're going to continue to be locked in a very sauna-like weather situation for the next several days. Your chances of encountering one of those evening storms, not very good. Low temperature tonight, a very steamy 74. Then for tomorrow, another very hot day with a high temperature up to around 94. Heat index 100 to 105 easy. There'll be some widely scattered random hit-or-miss type storms around, but the chances of seeing one are relatively small. The big heat continues on Monday and Tuesday with heat indices near the 105 danger range and not many storms. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Kubota knows a lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment that's reliable, durable, and versatile, like number one selling Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors. See us for a demo today. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back. Before I take James's call, listen. Sometimes the sheer scale of evil can be hard to swallow, fathom, and integrate. However, the point of power to return to is that there's always ways to claim your sovereignty, whether health sovereignty or other forms. This assault on humanity is happening precisely because we are powerful and we have much coveted creativity and energy that the dark forces are trying to hijack and steal. This is happening to force us to step into our full power to repel these attacks. Sometimes, nothing can force you to achieve your potential short of an adversary that threatens everything you hold dear, or even your life itself. Think about that, folks. Hey, James, welcome to the program.
We are certainly up against it, aren't we, Terry?
Yeah, we are. I see it. I know it. I feel it.
I thought that very thing today while the program was going on. I took off and went to Prattville. It's hot here in this house.
Oh, God, it's hot everywhere.
So, riding over there with the air conditioning on, listening to your program, going to Food Outlet, and you just, it's like you said, you can feel it. It is in the air.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure how many weeks or months ago it was, but when you're reading the excerpt today, just now, from, I forget which writer it was, but a piece of that I shared with you before on a video that I stumbled across somehow.
Yeah.
The French, actually the woman was an American scientist, but it was covered by French television.
Imagine that.
Yeah, I still have it.
Good.
Anybody that goes to a particular young man's blog, it's under Fight to Fight, and you have to scroll down, way down to find it, but you find a gray-haired lady standing behind a podium, and that's what she's addressing, is glyphosate taking the place of glycine and proteins, and henceforth, without amino acid being missing, then that particular protein, in other words, glyphosate's taking the place of the glycine, that protein is then unable to do its job.
That's right. Exactly.
So, and that could affect a whole range, depending on what protein we're talking about and what the protein's function is, whether it's hormone, antibodies, or what have you.
Exactly. Exactly right.
But going today to Prattville to play tennis with my group, and I stopped by to pick up some ice and Gatorade.
Oh, sure.
So I don't get dehydrated and have the problem I had a couple months ago.
Right.
I'm talking with this lady, and she says her niece is a medical healthcare professional.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, and my niece has been sick 3 times with this so-called virus.
Yeah.
And she has had the so-called vaccine. So, I'm sure most of your listeners are, they belong to one particular camp of thinking on this thing.
I like to think so, yeah.
But just in case, we got some people that on the other side of their thought processes, which is, that's why we need them on here.
Right.
In other words, the point of the vaccine is because no one wants to die from this virus. But, in case anybody has missed this particular point, it is appointed unto man once to die.
That's right.
So we can take all the vaccines we want. We can wear all the masks, and we stand 6 feet apart. When the good Lord is ready for you, and it's your time, you're going. You can't hide.
That's right.
And the very idea of this vaccine being some sort of, I don't want to call it a vaccine, this, so we all know what we're talking about.
The jab.
Exactly. This woman's niece, and I realize she's not every human being.
Sure.
But this woman has been sick 3 times, and this lady at this place has no reason to tell me a story, to lie to me.
Right.
And her niece has had the daggum vaccine.
Has she not connected the dots yet?
Well, I mean, the lady's telling me, I cough because I smoke. Okay? She said, but no, I'm not taking that mess.
Good for her.
And I think anybody else that takes it is taking it because of fear. but it's simply not, it's not a cure-all. And
well, James, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't the purpose of a vaccine to protect you, prevent you from getting whatever it's supposed to be designed to stop?
Exactly.
And how can you still get it if you take the vaccine? That doesn't make sense.
That's the point that I may be stepping all around, Terry, but that is the point I'm attempting to make.
That's exactly what's happening. It's been reported in England. It's happening everywhere. And if the disease that this vaccine is supposed to protect you from is 99% curable with over-the-counter stuff, why do you even want to take the vaccine?
I do not know.
That's crazy.
I've had people tell me, well, I know one man, he told me, I'm sitting across the desk from him,
sure,
and he said, I'm taking it because it has become more socially acceptable. I'm like,
right.
Okay.
Go for it.
And then I had another gentleman tell me that basically he took it because his wife had encouraged him and convinced him that he needed to take it. Uh-oh. People would feel better being, you know, in his near vicinity.
His presence.
Exactly. Yeah. After knowing he's taking this vaccine.
God, this is insane. This is crazy.
I guess I need to make sure that I sew all the armpits up on my shirts that have holes in them so people can feel better about being around me.
This is crazy.
It is, in fact. Terry, I thought maybe for a few minutes there this was the Budell show because I heard you Friday and called you completely by accident. Well,
I appreciate that.
I hadn't been listening to the radio. It was just something that went through my head, and that's the reason I reached out to you.
Well, they gave me a shot. You know, the big boss, not a shot like a, you know, vaccine, but they gave me an opportunity to fill in for Greg. The big guy didn't think I could without going all conspiratorial, but I managed to.
I thought you handled it together. You even reined me in when I tried.
Yeah, well, I had to, man. I'm sorry.
Hey, that's okay, man. I need reining in. If anybody needs reining in, it's me.
I'll dispute you on that. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, well, we had another blow up on the tennis court today between it's pretty bad when 58 to 70 something year old men can't play doubles tennis without having a line dispute, you know?
Yeah, and you don't have anybody there watching, do you? It's just y'all make your own calls.
Well, then that's just it. The problem today was the same as last week. We had, of course, it was two different guys.
Of course.
But the same foursome, that's not true either. But anyway, two guys on the same team, and one of them says out, the other one says in.
Uh-oh.
All right? And the one whose call it was, who was closest to the ball, who was actually there on the same side of the court, says, well, that was good. And the other dude's like, no, it wasn't good. So, but anyway, it is what it is. Terry, I enjoy it, man. I always do. And you hang in there, and I'll hear you again next week, brother.
That'll work. Thank you, James. Take care. Yep. Yeah, I played tennis back in the old days. Wasn't very good at it. I didn't play anything really in any kind of league, or I mean, like I did it at school or anything. We just kind of did it for fun. We had a family in the 64 people who lived in the little town of Petrie. One of them, very nice people, they had a tennis court. And if you live there, you come open the door, sliding door, get your rackets, your balls, and use their court and play all you want. Awesome. You know, you only do that in a small town. Nobody locked their doors at night. Pretty cool. So I played tennis a little bit, but I wasn't very good at it. Like most things, like athletic like that, I wasn't very good at it. All right, we're going to hit a 3-minute break. 272-9228, and I will be back. Come back with me.
Looking for insurance, or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier? How does quality coverage with local service and competitive rates sound to you? The folks at Stark Agency offer just that. Whether you need insurance for your business, car, home, or life, Stark Agency can help. As an independent insurance agency with over 20 of the top insurance carriers, Stark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Visit their site at starkagency.com or give them a call at 334-263-5535 for a quote today.
Angie.
Hi, Ben.
Well, come in, darling. I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basting rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my.
Click on my new electric fireplace logs, Crosby hardwired them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well?
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated market report. So far this year, over 3,900 homes have sold and closed, which is over 600 homes closing every month. The average sales price was over $221,000. Many home buyers were in the first home homebuyer price range, which means that first home homebuyers are out in force, and that is a good thing for buyers, sellers, and the economy. Our supply of homes is very low, and this generates multiple offers and offers above asking price, which is good news for sellers. Recently, some of our landlords have chosen to sell, and we've received acceptable offers in hours versus days. Our company is growing as a result of our market. We are looking for new agents and a bookkeeper to keep up with our growing sales, listings, and property management clients. For all the updated information, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225. That's 551-0225. Or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
Hey, welcome back to the program. We have a full bank of calls. Hey, caller, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yes, I wanted to talk about what's going on with all these commiecrats and everything. What about the audits? I mean, I've heard there may be as many as 20 states that do audits.
Mm-hmm.
And if they get these audits done and Trump wins by the millions, I personally think he won by 30 or 40 million votes.
I do too.
Then I think, and I've even heard it suggested that he even won California, which kind of surprised me, but yep. I guess it shouldn't. If we do that and find out he won by all those millions of votes, then I think they'll just skip the preliminaries and the lower courts and file an emergency appeal to the Supreme Court and really put their feet to the fire and
mm-hmm.
put pressure on them doing something. But if all else fails and we lose out on that and we have to defend ourselves, I built a fort in Tumpka, and James Russell and I are going to defend ourselves.
There you go. I like it. Good.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. I appreciate the call. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
I listened to your show off and on for a year or so, and I sort of had a general question and then a comment.
Sure.
You often say people aren't doing anything about it or that sort of thing. What would people do?
Boy, that is the question, isn't it?
If people started doing what they needed to, what would that be?
That's a very good question. Well, number one is I hope that you're not taking the vaccine. I hope that when they come to your door, you will not take the vaccine from them.
I have not, and I do not plan to.
Good. Implied consent, they run on that. In other words, if we don't stand up and scream, stop, no, we're not okay with this, then they assume that we are giving them our implied consent. So as citizens, we need to form some kind of body to go to these meetings and say, look, no, we're not okay with this. You can't do this. But you're asking the question, and I don't have a good answer for you.
Okay. Well, if I could extend an invitation.
Sure.
I am the county founder for Tactical Civics for Montgomery County.
Awesome.
It's a citizen organization that's designed to address some of these concerns that you mentioned on your show. I don't know that we'd be handling everything, but some of the concerns. It's a citizens movement. So I'd like to invite you and any of your listeners that would like to learn more about it. We meet at Chappie's Deli on Monday nights at 6:30. Chappie's Deli on Perry Hill Road.
So Monday night at 6:30.
Right. Open invitation to anyone who would like to come and learn more about what we're doing.
I love it. Okay. Great. Thank you for putting that out there.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, what's going on?
Hello, Terry. This is Chris again. And I remember I called in Friday about this nutty video game I wanted to tell you about.
Yes, please do.
It's going to take several minutes, but I'm going to do...
Go ahead.
Again, the end, and then, of course, since most of your listeners wouldn't play it, I'm going to give all spoilers and show the similarities and some of the different things that are happening.
Sure.
Are already happening now in this world, but on a much more advanced level.
Uh-huh.
And I see this stuff, and I'm thinking... This is scary. I see this stuff, and you know, this doesn't seem like entertainment. I mean, I think, you know, this is a warning of what could be in the future, or you know, the worst case scenario. You know, what if it went to this level? So, this game, Scarlet Nexus, which is also a Japanese anime show that this is based off on. You know, it's in Japanese and it has subtitles. So, if you're curious to kind of see what this environment and what this story is like, you can. People can go out there on YouTube and actually watch the anime and just sit back and see what unfolds in the story. But the video game is just much slower, and you get the same idea. But these creatures are called others that they attack the people of the Earth, and they feed on human brains. So there's special organizations out there, and one of them is called the OSF, which... The people that join that organization have the powers to fight the others and kill them. But 99.9% of the whole population, they have brain powers, like, you know, being able to lift objects with their brain, you know, create fire. You know, you know, it's all derived from their special, you know, they're more advanced in their technology and all these different powers come from their brains. You know, some of them can turn invisible. Some of them can make their... multiply their images of their stuff where they can do like double or three, you know, three people of the same person running around in tandem, and everybody is connected to these supercomputers that control everything and feed information. So the normal world as you would see it is completely changed, where it's so advanced where all the displays and advertisements and everything is like digital, and people that don't have enough brain power can't physically see them, but people that are strong-minded, it just appears. So if you have a video news thing comes up, an image will just pop up in front of you like you're watching a TV monitor. It just appears in thin air.
Wow.
So, you know, it's already nutty enough as it is. And as you get through the storyline, one of the other government agencies don't have very many people that have powers, but they try to suppress the others as much as possible. They've created technology... Or they can shoot somebody with a capsule or like a syringe like Tom gun and actually turn people into other creatures, you know, turn them into the creatures that you're fighting. And this happens in the storyline right in front of, and you actually have to fight one of your friends, one of the characters, to survive this encounter, and it happens right in front of you. And there's also brainwashing, but on a much, much more advanced level, like overnight brainwashing on the brain level.
Wow.
And one of the characters that saw this happen, when the characters turned into another and you had to fight it, next morning one of the main characters brought up something about this character, and he mentioned that she was alive, and the other character said, "What are you talking about? She died." And they had already brainwashed him the next day and had him convinced that the person died, but the rest of your crew and yourself knew the truth of what happened, and they'd already, you know, changed his mind. And did it that quickly, like a snap of your fingers, like, you know, that's not what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And they ended up taking control over him and made his powers even more crazier and stronger. And it came, eventually he kept coming after you and wanting to kill you himself, and he was your best friend.
Hmm.
And on top of everything else, the main character that I was playing at, his father was the head chief of this organization you're a member of. He eventually died in the storyline, and then your older brother became the chief. Huh. Well, the chief of the organization was actually sending your best friend to come out here and kill you because you went against what he wanted you to do, and since you learned the truth and then you didn't want to follow the rules and regulations and stuff, and since you went on your own, he sent your best friend to kill you, and he died in your arms at the end of the story.
Huh.
And it's just nuts, but I'm seeing these different things, and I'm thinking it doesn't seem like it's that far off.
Yeah.
And then some of the other couches and stuff, just like in Facebook, they have a sensory note. You can't see this. You know, they block the images of the people's head once they were being killed and eaten by others, and it's blocked from your view, just like on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, censoring everything.
Yeah. And part of the group in the OSF, you know, one of the generals has realized, you know, we've got to put a stop to this. He causes a rebellion. And in the end, everything gets fixed and all. But, you know, I'm following the other character storyline to see what they went through. But it doesn't seem too far off. But
No, it doesn't, does it?
The story does pull you in. And you know, and it's got me really hooked. I just want to know what happens with the other character. And I'm going through it again and enjoying it since it's, you know. But
right.
It is nuts out there, but from listening to you and Greg and all, it doesn't seem that far off. It's just more advanced, but it's already happening, you know, for the different things that's shown up in the game.
Wow, that's scary, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we know they have to show us truth. It's part of free will, so I believe they use entertainment, games, movies, TV, to show us the truth. I really believe that.
I believe it, too.
Wow, well, thanks for the heads up, Chris.
All right, y'all have a good afternoon, and we'll see y'all later, and we'll listen to you and hear you on the radio from now on, Terry.
Thanks, buddy.
So y'all have a good afternoon.
All right, be safe. Scary stuff. I really believe that, because they have to. It's part of the free will agreement between the forces of good and the forces of bad. They have to tell us or show us what's going to happen if we continue down this road, and they are doing this. Absolutely they are. We know for a fact they are. This is scary stuff, folks. The question is, as the caller said earlier, what are we going to do? How can we stop this? You know, do we file lawsuits or what? What happened to the Constitution? On this show, I've talked about, you know, there's this big rumor that I think it was 1871, because of the Civil War, we went bankrupt and we sold out to England, so the Constitution was replaced. It's next impossible to prove or disprove that. I'm beginning to wonder if that's not true, because nobody seems to worry about any repercussions of all their anti-constitutional laws they're passing and all their anti-constitutional actions. Nobody cares. What happened? It's not that long ago you could be charged with crimes against the Constitution. Suddenly the Constitution doesn't mean anything anymore. What happened? I don't know. We need to find out, though. That's for sure. Because we're losing this republic if we haven't already lost it. So something's got to be done. So I'm open for ideas, and I love what the caller said. I'm going to try to be there on Monday. We'll see what happens. We've got to get together, because only together can we stop this. And with this being said, I've got to hit a 5-minute break. Caller, hold on. I'll talk to you in a second when we hit this break. But 5 minutes. Come back with me, please.
What are you up to?
Susan, hi. Oh, I'm out running some errands. I have to pick up some prescriptions for Tom at Adams Drugs.
I wish I could find a pharmacy to deliver my prescriptions. I'm still a little scared about going into the store.
I felt the same way and still don't go in very often, but we use Adams Drugs. They'll deliver our prescriptions to us anytime I'm not able to get to the store. They have the friendliest delivery people.
Adams Drugs?
Yes. Sometimes they even call me to let me know I have some prescriptions to be refilled. When I have questions about my medicine, I call and talk to the pharmacist right then. You just don't get that kind of service anymore.
Sounds like they know you very well.
They do. They're like family to me now. I depend on Adams Drugs. Always have and always will.
You've convinced me. We have an Adams right down the street, and I'm going to have them deliver my prescriptions. I wish I'd known about Adams years ago.
You'll depend on Adams Drugs as much as I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Visit AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Jeff Branca from Chappie's Deli.
And Mike Costanza from Chappie's Deli.
Mike, what's your favorite Chappie's Deli sandwich?
Tough to say. The New York pastrami. No, the Buffalo City. No, the club.
Exactly how many sandwiches have you tried, Mike?
All of them. Maybe twice or three times each.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Call David Ernest and he'll have your retirement savings higher than the body count in a John Wick movie. Well, maybe not that high, but you know what I'm talking about. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're going to continue to be locked in a very sauna-like weather situation for the next several days. Your chances of encountering one of those evening storms, not very good. Low temperature tonight, a very steamy 74. Then for tomorrow, another very hot day with a high temperature up to around 94. Heat index 100 to 105 easy. There'll be some widely scattered random hit-or-miss type storms around, but the chances of seeing one are relatively small. The big heat continues on Monday and Tuesday with heat indices near the 105 danger range and not many storms. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you traveling this summer? How about a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker Motors? From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Welcome back to the program, folks. What's going on right now is World War III. Now, it's not being fought with expensive fighter jets or aircraft carriers. It's being fought with propaganda, censorship. This is fourth generational, fifth generational warfare. It's also being fought with a slow-acting bioweapon that may kill more people than all previous wars combined. The only way the enemy can get away with this is if they kill all of us. Hence the increased censorship and the shock troops coming to your door to give you the jab here in the U.S. In Australia, another brutal lockdown has been ordered for millions of people with tarted up rumors of the Delta variant after one man succumbed to his COVID symptoms. In the U.K., a couple of days ago, it was Freedom Day when all of the COVID orders had finally expired. A perfect day for Prime Minister Boris Johnson to mandate that all those over the age of 18 show proof of double jabs for entry into venues where large crowds gather, saying, proof of a negative test, that's just not enough. This is insane. Let's take some calls. Hey, caller, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hey, Terry, how are you?
Hey, good, Frank. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm good. Hey, I've got a couple of things, but the first thing is what you're talking about, what you've been talking about, what's going on for the last year and a half, 2 years or so,
yeah,
to me, is all the result of the bloodline and the Nephilim.
Amen.
And I'm working on something that's very, very, very interesting and tying it all together, but I don't have it tonight. I just want to throw it out there. But
I agree with you.
Yeah, I really think it is. But tonight, I'm going to throw a couple things out at you, just kind of food for thought.
Sure.
And I don't know if I'm right about any of this or even close, but it's worth thinking about, okay?
Sure.
Okay. The first thing. The earth was not made for man. Stop and think about it, okay? The earth was made for Jesus. It wasn't made for mankind. If you go to Genesis 1:26, it says, and God said, let us make man in our image and our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over the livestock and over all the earth and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
But it gives them dominion, okay? It's not made for man. The earth is not the center of the universe. Man is not the center of the universe. And man is not alone in the universe. Okay?
Okay.
Extraterrestrials, aliens, do exist. The Pentagon, I believe, is real, real close to announcing it. The Vatican, of course, is going to announce it and all their spin and all that kind of crap. All right?
Right.
But the truth about it is, We are not, and we have never been alone, all right?
Okay.
The real extraterrestrial aliens. If you go to Job 38, it says, when we were born, I laid the foundations of the earth. Tell me if you have an understanding. Who determined the measurement? Surely you know.
Oh, I love that.
This is God talking to Job, and he says, right. Who stretched the line upon it, and, you know, and so forth, and laid the cornerstones. When the morning stars sang together, all the sons of God shouted for joy. The sons of God are, they're not stars, they're literal sons of God. We've talked about this several times.
Angelics,
you know,
right?
Exactly. These sons of God are older than the earth. They have been around a long, long time. They're heavenly beings, much older and much more superior. Okay?
So are they angels, or there's another class we just don't know about?
No, they're angels.
Okay, all right.
These aliens are our ancient ancestors. Not like the Ancient Aliens episodes tries week after week, year after year to sell, okay?
Sure.
These are angels. David explains it further in Psalm 8:3-6, and he says, when I look at the heavens and look at your fingers, the moon and the stars when you have set in place, what is man that you're mindful of him, and the son of man that you take care for him? You have made him a little bit lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor and given him dominion over the works of their hands, okay? Yeah, think about that. A little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned with the glory and honor.
Wow.
Been there right in front of us all this time, okay? These heavenly beings are members of an elder race that had pre-existed mankind for who knows how long, all right?
Okay.
The term angel itself, both in Hebrew and Greek words, means literally messenger and always appears masculine or gender. However, you go to the Roman Catholic Church and all their displays and so forth, in the Roman Greco style, they have complete figures of heroic angels with wings, which is pure fantasy, and they revere them as minor deities, and they show them as you know, a lot of them as females, all right?
Okay.
But there's no scripture that specifically portrays angels as females. angels often appear in the Bible as men.
That's right.
Okay?
Right.
Now, do we look like angels? Stop and think about that for a minute.
I don't
know. Let that sink in for just a second.
Okay.
Do we look like angels? All right. Now, they're also often the possession of unusual power, warfare, and technology. And some execute the will of God, and some minister to men. Right?
Okay.
Now go to Genesis 19:10 when it says, "But the men reached." This is talking about Lot, and Sodom and Gomorrah and so forth. "But the men reached down and struck out their hands and brought Lot to the house with them and shut the door. And they struck with blindness the men who were at the entrance of the house." All right?
To protect
these are the angels.
Yeah. Right.
Before all heck broke loose in Sodom and Gomorrah.
That's
okay?
Right. Right.
And in warfare, I'm just giving you some brief example. And at 2 Kings 19, King Hezekiah prayed boldly to God, asking for help against their enemies. The Assyrians were known for cruel treating their captivities. In verse 75, it says, "That night, an angel of the Lord went out and put over 185,000 men to death." Okay?
Wow.
So they have a tremendous amount of power.
Right.
They compose music. They sing to God. They keep records. They possess wills and all kinds of technology. And they are part of a society. Okay? If you go to Ezekiel 1:15-16, I was looking at living beings when I noticed four wills that touched the ground. There was one will by each living being. Each of these wills looked the same. The wills looked like they were made from clear yellow gel. And they looked like there was a will on the inside. They can turn and move in any direction, but the living things did not turn when they moved. The rims of the wills were tall and frightening. They're all eyes in the rims of all four wills. These wills moved with the living beings. These living beings went up in the air, and the wills went with them. They went wherever spirit wanted them to go. This was some kind of flying apparatus.
Yes, it was.
Okay?
Yes.
And Ezekiel. Okay?
Yep, the wheel.
Yes, and you've got all this technology. Okay? Now, we also know that a lot of the angels have rebelled and fallen.
That's
Genesis 6, story.
Right.
Right? The fallen angels.
Right.
Okay? So I just go, on and on and on. In two corners, Jerry, there's the COVID-19, there's the vaccination, and now they're about to throw aliens at terrestrials, okay?
Right.
That's about to hit us. You watch. In the next 6 months, it's going to be all over the news, right?
I agree. Disclosure, yes.
And they're angels. Now, you ask yourself this question. On any alien abduction, and we've talked about this when Ben Postman was here several times, okay?
Yes.
If you pronounce or call out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, it ends.
Immediately.
It's gone. It's done.
Immediately. Yes.
Okay?
They know who
Why
he
is that?
Because they know who he is. They're the enemy of him.
Yeah. So I just throw that in tonight. I've been kind of working on that, but I've really been working on this lineage of the Nephilim. And what is to the rulers today, it's mind-blowing, okay?
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
This ties in, because you watch, within 6 months, we're going to be talking on everyday news about aliens.
You think?
Yeah, I'm sure we are.
Hey, have you ever read anything Fritz Springmeier has written?
No, I haven't. What's that name?
Fritz, German Fritz, last name Springmeier. He writes about the families of the Nephilim.
The families of the Nephilim?
Yeah, the surviving 13 families of the Illuminati, the Luciferian families, which I think are the remaining bloodlines of the Nephilim.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway,
okay.
That may be something you want to compare with your notes to see. It's just something curious to me.
Yeah, I'll do that. But anyway, another great show tonight, but I tried to throw it in because that's the next shoe to hit, I think.
Why not? They got us on our heels. They might as well hit us with everything.
Yeah. So, all right, Jerry, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank. Take care, buddy. Yeah, he's right. I mean, here we go. We'll get into this when we get back. Let me hit this 3-minute break, and we'll talk more about that when I get back. You're listening to Clearing the Air. The number here is 272-9228. That's 272-9228.
Remember how hot it was last summer? And there you were limping along with that old AC system, hoping and praying you'd make it to fall. Don't go through that again. This summer, be sure to stay cool and comfy with a reliable, efficient Bryan HVAC system from Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Right now, Clark is offering no-interest financing on any Bryan product for up to 60 months. As an authorized Bryan dealer, the experts at Clark will have your new system installed in no time. And don't forget, the Clark technicians can check out any summer plumbing problems you may be experiencing, like roots growing into your drain lines. Plumbing, HVAC repairs, and new installations. Clark does it all, whatever it takes to make you smile. So if you're even a little concerned about that old AC system, better call Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing today for a quote on a new system from Bryan. Whatever it takes. Visit ClarkComfort.com for all you need to know about comfort. That's ClarkComfort.com.
Credit card issued with approved credit by Wells Fargo National Bank. Ask for details. Alabama certification number 99004.
Lake Kickback Ranch and Event Center. Be your staycation location. Located 15 miles south of Montgomery on 331. We offer five lakes for fishing, boating, canoeing, swimming, or just laying out on Cowboy Beach and soaking up the rays. Stay in one of our many rooms or bring your RV and stay at the Kickback Ranch RV Park. Maybe you're a business owner or someone looking for a meeting or a team building venue. We offer seven venues. So you can contact us today and make a reservation. Call us at 286-4140. That's 286-4140. Or check us out at kickbackranch.com.
Hey there, I'm a dog. Now, I know we tend to eat things we probably shouldn't, but what you put in that food bowl really makes a difference. And dogs love it when you feed us Nutrina dog food from Prattville Farm Center. I love the taste and the energy it gives me, and you'll love it too, because it's made locally and won't hurt your wallet. Now, I've got squirrels to chase. See ya.
See the full line of Nutrina products at Prattville Farm Center, 1154 South Memorial Drive, or call 365-5400.
Can we stop for just a moment? At Guardian Credit Union, we know life happens. It can be difficult, exhausting, and sometimes scary. We want you to know that we're here for you. Our friendly team at Guardian truly cares and is ready to listen to your needs, and most importantly, are genuinely ready to help. Connect with us at myguardiancu.com or call us at 334-244-9999. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Biscuits are back, making fresh memories for the 2021 season. Come bake them at Riverwalk Stadium with fun for all ages. Experience the baseball, food, giveaways, Max fireworks, and more. Visit BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hey, welcome back to tonight's program. You know, this whole COVID vaccine crime is being committed out in the wide open. And all of the law enforcement agencies that could do something about it are compromised and have been ordered basically to stand down. The judiciary is acting with this in the same way as they did with the massive, obvious election fraud in 2020. They're just refusing to hear it altogether. The elected representatives who were supposed to be out there acting on behalf of their constituents are, in fact, here just grifting and raising money. They know exactly what's going on, but refuse to say something. The media, well, we know about the media. They're compromised and owned by these globalists, leaving only we the people to do anything about what's going on. And these so-called America First representatives like Ron Paul, Matt Gaetz, and Marjorie Taylor Greene, who are out on the road doing rallies, raising money, they're doing absolutely nothing about the very obvious collusion between the NIH, Anthony Fauci, Pfizer, and Moderna, and the slow-kill genocide now taking place. They're actively participating in a cover-up that's going to kill millions, hundreds of millions, potentially billions of people on this planet. They're actively participating in a cover-up. That means they're equally complicit. If and when anyone is ever held responsible for any of this criminality, they should be included. Our leadership is incapable of acting because they're beholden to fundraisers saying, if you're sold, you cannot buy your soul back. We now have a public system that has absolutely failed the public. The world's being subjected to a bioweapon that's already killed thousands and will likely impact the morbidity of hundreds of millions. This is organized crime, and here we are debating whether we should wear masks. It takes us standing together and making sure the public record is filled with the fact that we were not silent. Hey, caller, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hey, Terry. Digging the show tonight, man.
Thank you.
Hey, you did. I enjoyed the show yesterday too, and I think you'd have a ton of callers if you ever could land a daytime slot with the content you bring to the table. But I want to tell you, went to the gun show out at Shriners today.
How'd it go?
I want to thank them and all the Shriners listening for putting that on for us, because it's kind of important right now. But it was a jumping little place today, man.
I bet.
There was a lot of people out there.
Wow.
A lot of them buying hand-to-hand stuff, too.
Oh, I'm sure people are getting ready.
And I live in the poorest community in the state of, and poorest county in the state of Alabama. Uh-huh. Guy's got a little hardware store here, local.
Yeah.
Bought $18,000 worth of ammo.
Boy.
Only advertised it on his Facebook page to his friends and sold out in 4 hours.
Yep. Wow.
So,
wow.
People are getting ammo. It ain't that they can't get it. They just can't get it fast enough. And, oh, man, I'm going to keep blowing this horn. Sure. Open carry. That's what you can do. We got to show them who they messing with. And it's not against the law, and you just can't be drinking or in a place that serves alcohol.
Well,
What
about driving a car?
Yes, you can. As a matter of fact, if you have a pistol in the glove box.
Yeah.
Now you may have to check me on this, because a motorcycle is different. I think you have to have a permit.
Okay.
If it's inside a car.
Sure.
Or on a motorcycle.
Okay.
Because that's considered a vehicle.
Right.
But most people got a concealed carry anyway.
That's true.
But we need to show them, man. These people got guns, and they're serious. We need to go on record in the state of Alabama saying, no, we ain't signing up for this crap, and we're not going to.
I agree.
But I don't see anybody exercising their constant Second Amendment, man. I don't see anybody doing it anywhere.
Well,
and it feels a little funny at first, man, but I've been doing it so long, it's just second nature to me.
Good.
Open carry. If you got a gun, get ammo. If you got ammo, learn to shoot it.
You
clean it. Take care of it.
Exactly. Well said.
And then strap it on and wear it, baby. And if it's got businesses that got the little placard up there that don't want you to bring it in, don't. But then tell them, say, look, me and a lot of other people ain't gonna do business with y'all. You know, if you don't hold up the Constitution in your store, I don't want to spend my money in here.
There you go.
So that's one thing we can do, is be seen with your pistol on. So bring a rifle over your shoulder. You can carry anything you want to.
I love it. Good.
And I ain't saying go out there and use it or nothing. I'm saying just be as safe as you can. But I'm telling you, there's a lot of people open carrying at the Shriners Temple again. And once again, thank y'all, Shriners, so much for doing that, because it would be a time we may not be able to do that.
Exactly.
But it was open carry. The police were out there. It was organized. It was jumping, man. There were people everywhere.
Awesome.
And it was a great venue, and nobody had no problems. I didn't see one problem anywhere.
Good.
Matter of fact, I carried my dog in with me.
There you go.
And turns out I got an Italian Carcano rifle I didn't know about.
I love it.
I didn't know what it was. I won it in a card game years ago.
Yeah.
I carried it out there, and it drew quite a crowd.
I had several
people want to buy it from me.
Yep.
But guns ain't for selling, my friend.
There you go. They're for shooting.
But get a gun, get it on. Let's see some guns out there, man.
Well said.
Wham! Shoot them. Let them know who they're messing with down here. We can't roll over and go to sleep on this deal, man.
Amen. Well said.
Hey, well said there, my friend. And I always digging the show.
Thank you.
Always digging all your callers, man. You do a good job.
Thank you.
You hang in there, buddy.
Same to you. Take care, buddy.
Uh-huh.
See you. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Oh, good evening.
Good
evening. I haven't talked to you in a while. This is Jim.
Hey, Jim.
A few weeks.
How you doing?
Pretty good. Just kind of mulling over a lot of what's going on right now. There's a great cause for alarm.
Uh-huh.
And I think that it's time for us to start consolidating our power. It's time for us to start taking action. One of the things that really just annoys me is hearing people repeat this I can't wait till it gets back to normal concept.
It's never going to be normal.
Well, I mean, first of all, it's a passive attitude. We can't wait for anybody to put things back the way they were. We have got to do this ourselves. I think it's pretty obvious.
Yep.
at this point that the powers that be, they're all working for some wicked, lower astral paymaster.
Sure. Oh,
and,
I love that. Well said.
Yeah, well, so it's up to us. And the question we need to be asking, and I probably said this before, so forgive me if
that's
I repeat
okay.
myself, but it is that it's the right question to ask isn't when are things going to get back to normal. The right question to ask is when are we going to get the boot of tyranny off of our throats? When are we going to stop putting up with this?
Amen.
And, there's this massive occult spell that's been cast over the consciousness of humankind through media, tell, lie, vision. Why do you think they call them programs? Because they program you.
Oh, man.
These news programs.
Well said.
And so I'm doing what I can. One of the things I do, I call it pulling up the weed. Every day I get on YouTube and I find the mainstream news news stories from CBS or Good Morning America or Reuters or what have you that are spouting this lie about the Delta variant and how it's spreading and how the unvaccinated are spreading the virus and it's their fault and they're killing people. I find all those stories, I immediately give it a thumbs down, and I write a negative comment.
Good.
To join my voice to a chorus of ever-growing, exponentially growing people that are waking up.
Thank God.
And I'm noticing that these news stories will have thousands of thumbs down. And they'll have just a handful, maybe a few hundred thumbs up.
I love it.
That's encouraging.
That is very encouraging. I like that.
Yeah, and I've also noticed that the people that I will write a very articulate, well-reasoned comment, championing our cause.
Right.
And criticizing theirs. And I've noticed that the other side, the people that are co-opted and brainwashed, never have a logical argument. I'll talk about the PCR testing. I'll talk about the way it's amplified to give a false positive. I'll talk about how the virus has never been isolated or identified.
They don't know what you're talking about.
They're just clueless, and they just come back with statements that are ad hominem, like, you're delusional. That was one response. You're delusional. You're dumb. Or you probably voted for Trump. It's just these people are mindless.
They
have no way to rebuttal these arguments.
No, they're stupid.
Yeah.
But, sorry.
No, I mean, they are. I think stupidity is something that can be cured through education. One person told me that you're out of touch with reality, and my response was, you're in touch with a false reality.
Ooh, perfect comeback.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. I mean, this false reality has been structured as a trap to hold human consciousness at a low level.
Exactly.
And these people just walked right into it and accepted it and said, thank you, Master.
They're just happy to be there.
Well, who was it? Klaus Schwab, who said, you'll own nothing and like it.
Exactly. The son of a Nazi. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's definitely got that Nazi war criminal kind of vibe about him. He reminds me of that guy that Laurence Olivier played in, Marathon Man?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Is it safe?
He reminds me of the Is It Safe guy. Very much so. Yeah. But anyway, I just wanted to check in, say hello.
Thank you.
Always good to hear you on the radio.
It's great to hear your voice, too, man.
All right, buddy. Let me just throw one more thing in before I go.
Sure.
I have been mulling over this idea about us organizing here in Montgomery.
Please.
Maybe on the steps of the Capitol soon.
Yeah.
And my name is James Lewis. If you want to contact me through Facebook, and maybe we could discuss this and maybe start the nucleus of something, because we're going to have to do this. They're tightening the screws on us, and it's time for us to stand up and start pushing back early before it gets out of hand.
Absolutely correct. James Lewis.
Yes.
Got it.
Lewis.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, I appreciate it. You take care. God bless, my friend.
Same to you. Take care, James. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And with that, we got to hit our